Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the Summit Internet Radio Podcast Show. I'm back. Amen. I'm back. Happy New Year, first of all, to everybody. I know that this is very, very big. Because I haven't been on the air in a while, haven't been doing podcasting in a while on this platform, been off. But I'm going to let you know, I'm going to let you guys know why I've been off the air. And then we have a very, very powerful topic today that we're going to talk about today. So today we're going to be talking about the Holy Ghost on today and how we receive God's Spirit in our life. And we're going to break down because there are so many people out there that go by. There are so many people that talk about receiving salvation and receiving the Holy Ghost and receiving God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So we're going to talk about it, how we receive it, what does the Bible say about receiving it, and that's what we're going to talk about today, y'all. So get ready, keep your ears tuned in. I missed you guys. I really, really missed you guys. So I'm going to let you guys know after this commercial break why I've been off the air, but I'm back, y'all, and this is a very, very exciting thing for me, and I can't wait to see what 2024 brings. I know it's been a couple months into 2024, but we're going to be diving into so many different topics this year in Jesus' name. So, like I said, if you're driving down the road, keep your ears tuned in, but keep focused on your driving as you listen to the Summit Internet Radio Podcast Show. This is the show where the gospel is told and not sold, y'all. I missed you guys in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you and God bless you in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is founder and pastor of Triumph in Faith Apostolic Church, William A. Tuggle III, 2950 North High School Road, here in the beautiful city of Indianapolis, Indiana. All are welcome to every service and any service that we have. Sunday school begins at 11:30 a.m. Morning worship immediately following, where Jesus is the center of attraction. All are welcome to attend in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome back to the Summit Internet Radio Podcast Show. I am your host, Adam Tuggle. And yes, we are here and we are live right here on the show in Jesus' name. Amen. This is the show that gets your week started off right. This is the show where the gospel is told and not sold, y'all. Amen. God bless you guys. I want to say, before we dive into the topic, I told you guys at the start of the show that I was going to let you guys in on why I have not been on, why I haven't been on the air in a while. And this is very, very important to me. And I guess I'm going to just dive into this before we dive into the topic. A couple years ago, you know, when back in 2015, January of 2015, I started doing, the Lord had me, it was prophesied to me that I would be doing that I would be ministering around the world. This came from a service that I was in. It was a night service, and I remember it like it was yesterday. Minister Doug Smith, one of my good friends in the gospel, was preaching that night, and he looked at me and he said, "Brother, you're going to be ministering around the world." And I didn't know what he meant. And I'm pouring out my heart to you guys because at the start of this, because I want you guys to understand that I did not know how I was going to be ministering around the world. First off, I didn't know what the Lord meant until I had a job working at a retail store downtown. And this lady came in, and I was working the cash register, and this lady was talking about doing radio. It's something that I've always wanted to do. I'd have wanted to do it back in high school, but I wasn't able to do it because I wanted to do something that glorified the kingdom of God. And in high school, they had rules. They had rules. So you could not, on school time, you could not have a Christian radio show. So I said, okay. But fast forward, and I'm trying to give you guys a glimpse of why I've been off the air. I was nervous about doing this. Every time I get on the air, I'm nervous. But me personally, I let the enemy talk me out of doing this. And I know when we go back, if you go back in episodes, you know, you hear me talking about different topics and staying strong and all this. But for the past couple of years, or for the past year, I haven't really been in tuned with what I was doing as far as podcasting. I missed it, but I was scared to do it because I didn't think that I didn't think that it was doing anything. I didn't think I was making a difference. I didn't think that what I was talking about, that many people weren't listening. And the Lord had to reassure me that, hey, I gave you this platform to bring my word forth, okay? And this is what I want you to do. I told you from the very beginning that you would be doing this. I told you that you would be ministering. And I got fearful. This is why I haven't been on the air. In plain in a nutshell, I got fearful. And in my fear, I let time go by. I've let time go by so long that I have not been on the air. And I missed you guys. And I just wanna, I guess I'm just pouring my heart out right now. I was trying to find other things to do so I wouldn't have to do this. But the Lord kept telling me, this is what I want you to do. And so I finally got over my fear. I really don't know why I was fearful, because this is if the Lord gives it to you, then you have nothing but the best going forward, especially if the Lord is in it, then you know whatever you try to do, whatever you do in life, and I'm going to say this, whatever you do in life, always remember that if the Lord gives it to you to do, remember that nothing is impossible with God. And if God gave you the vision to do it, go ahead and do it. You don't have to walk in fear. You don't have to worry about what's going to happen. You don't have to worry about the naysayers. You don't have to worry about the people. You don't have to worry about your haters. You don't have to worry about none of that. And that's, for me, that is what took place. Also regarding my health, my health wasn't up to par like I wanted it to be for me to be able to keep coming doing this. And so I was mentally drained. I was emotionally drained. I was physically drained because I have a lot of other things that I do. And nothing, and I'm not saying that all of this is a burden, because it's not. But as you keep going in life, as you keep walking through this road called life can be draining sometimes. Life can be, you know, life can throw you some heavy blows. And so there was a lot of things that I was battling with, the end of 2023. And I count myself to be, there was a lot of blows given. So I count myself worthy of those blows because, you know, I'm honored. I'm honored to take those blows because it's all for the glorification of God. Amen. I count it an honor and a privilege for me to take those blows that happened in my life at that time. And the time that I've been away, I had to get my mind reset. I had to get my body reset. So I'm back now. And I know this is a thing where you might say, well, Adam, you know, why are you, you know, ranting? Why are you just ranting on about this? This is, because I'm ranting on it because of the fact I know, within myself that with the Lord, I can do this. And I guess the Lord has got me saying this because of every person that listens to this podcast. The Lord has assured me that people are blessed by this podcast. And I didn't think many people were listening. You know, I had my few people that listened, but I humbly say thank you, 'cause you guys are the reason why the Lord is having me do this. I am a 36-year-old podcaster that is, I'm not doing this for fame. I'm not doing this for money. I'm not doing this for none of that. I am doing this for the glorification of the kingdom of God, because I love the Lord and because I love people. this is why I do this, and this is why I had to take a step back, because I wanted to give you all, and I wanted to give the Lord my all. I wanted to give my all to the Lord. I wanted to give my all to this podcast. I wanted to give my all to you guys. So, as I said, I'm reset. I'm recharged. I'm ready. You know, everything is good now. I'm ready to do this. So, my thing is, go after it. Go after whatever it is that you want to go after, and keep the Lord first. Go after it. But make sure there's two things that you need to do before you go after something. Make sure it's from the Lord, and make sure that the Lord is in it. And if the Lord is in it, and it's from the Lord, it's not from you or anybody else or your flesh or whatever, take it and run with it. Whatever vision, whatever God has given you, run with it. Hold it and keep it close to you. Don't run with it with a stride. Run with it with the mindset. See, I ran with this podcast with the mindset, I'm gonna do this until I get burnt out. Sometimes in life, we have to, when we're doing something in our life, we have to run with patience. We have to run with strategy, because if we don't, we're gonna get burnt out. And the devil's job is to burn us out. John chapter 10 verse 10 says, "The thief cometh but to steal, kill, and to destroy." And when he destroys somebody, he doesn't always destroy them that, you know, quickly. He destroys them. He steals from them. He kills them, and then he destroys them. This is why I'm saying run with patience. Whatever goal, whatever vision, whatever God's got for you, run with patience. Run with vision. Run with strategy. And you might say, well, run with strategy. What do you mean run with strategy? Think about how you're going to make it. Think about how you're going to get to, because the end goal is for you to make that dream come true, make that dream happen, make that vision happen. But in the process of you getting to the vision that God has given you, there are little goals that we have in the midst of the big vision. So strategize, okay? And I guess this is the topic today, because I had a topic, but this is where the Lord is taking me. Strategize so you won't get burned out. Run with patience. Pray. Seek the face of God. Seek the face of God so you won't get burnt out. So you won't get dismayed. So you won't walk in doubt, because there's going to be failures in life that we have. Some of us, myself included, have had failures in life. And sometimes we let those failures get in our heads. And they slowly start to steal from us. They steal the joy of what we're doing from us. The Bible declares to us that greater works than these shall ye do. Okay? God has a work for us in the kingdom. Okay? In Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, it says, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall have power, and ye shall be witnesses. The word witnesses means you have a work to do. Okay? I don't know your work for the Lord. I don't even know your work in life. I don't know what goals you might have. I don't know. But whatever it is, there's two things that you need to do. You need to run with patience and strategize. And strategize with patience. The one thing that we have, the one thing that we lose our sight on is the fact that we live in a microwaved generation. And I think this microwaved society has been in existence for a while. I know this generation this generation of children, this generation of teenagers, this generation of, you know, they want everything fast. My generation was like that. My generation was like that growing up. I was one that growing up, I couldn't wait for things to happen. All right. But this is where, when we start running the race that has been given to us without patience, without strategy, we lose out. We get burnt out. The devil starts to steal from us. We lose out on the bigger picture. So by the end of it all, we can't enjoy the thing, we can't enjoy the fruit of our labor. The Bible declares that the harvest is ripe. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Do you know why there's few laborers? Number one, and this is talking about working for the kingdom, but one of the reasons why the laborers are few is because some get burnt out. Some like, hey, I can't deal with it. I'm done. That's just the way it is. They get burnt out, they're done. Call it a good day. But if you run with patience and you strategize, whatever vision you have, whatever goal you have, whatever God has given you to do, whatever ministry God has given you to do, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Amen. Today and every day, you can do it. You can make it. Now, are we going to have some downfalls in life? Yes, we are. As people, as human beings, we are. No doubt about it. But when we fall down, when we miss the mark, and I'm not talking about the rapture, I'm not talking about when I say miss the mark, when we get down on ourselves, talking about, because there, I experienced that. That's why I walked away from doing podcasting for a while because I was burnt out. Because I didn't think I could do it. I let the enemy play with my mind. We cannot let the enemy play with our minds. That's why I said we need to be in deep, constant prayer. Deep, constant prayer. We need to also stay in the Word of God, especially if you're doing ministry. But whatever you're doing, do it for the glorification of God. Colossians 3:17 says, whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you do in life, make sure it's for the glorification of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. If it's not glorifying the kingdom, if it's not glorifying God, don't do it. Don't do it. Because this is why we're here. This is why we're here. We're not here and you might say, well, Adam, you know what? I thought we were here to live life. We are here to live life. But you gotta, but we have to take life in perspective. We have to look at life in perspective. We have to look at life like, hey, wait a minute. Everything that I'm doing right now, does it please God? I don't care what it is. It's my vision. It's the vision that I have in my head. It's the vision that has come in my mind. Is it going to glorify God? Is everything that I'm doing glorifying God? Because that's what we live for. That's what we're living for. We're not living... When we're not glorifying God, we're living beneath our privileges. I'm here to tell you right now. This is why we must strategize. This is why we must pray and seek the face of God. We must fast. Because if we don't, we're going to find ourselves wondering. Wondering. Is this really for me? Can I really meet that goal? Can I really do this? If we don't strategize, if we don't, the Bible declares that we should press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The prize is there. The prizes of your life are there, but they're in Christ Jesus. The gifts that you have, use them for the glorification of God. Don't use them for, for your own personal enjoyment. When you work that job for the glorification of God. And watch the Lord bless you in the midst of it all. In the midst of it all. And watch. He'll bring your gift. He'll bring you amongst great people because you're glorifying God. Because you're glorifying Him. Not, like I said, and this is, I'm just being transparent today. First show back. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm loving life. I'm living life. I'm living life because of Jesus Christ. Why can't I take my gifts and my talents and use them for His glory? He gave me life. Why can't I use my gifts and my talents and what I want to do and use it to glorify Him? Why can't I? So, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. Think about it. Amen. So, as we go on a day-to-day basis, I want you to remember something. I I want you to remember this. Whatever you do in life, make sure that you're glorifying God. Make sure you're glorifying Jesus Christ. Amen. Because if it's not glorifying Him, then why do it? If it's not glorifying Him, because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the legacy that you leave, here on earth is not for you, for people to look at you, but it's for people to look at God, and say, He did an awesome work in him. The Lord did an awesome work in him while he was here. The Lord did an awesome work in her while she was here. What will your legacy be? Now we're talking about legacy, y'all. What will people say about you? Because at the and it really doesn't matter about what people say about you. At the end of the day, it matters what God says about you. When we stand before Him, He's going to ask us all, did you live for me or did you live for yourself? Did you live for me to want to make it to heavenly places? I want us to look at today. Look at our life. And is it and look at our life and say to ourselves and say, is our life God pleasing? Is what we're doing God pleasing? What I'm doing on my job, is it God pleasing? Is what I do, is my gifts and talents that I'm using, am I using them in the correct way to be God pleasing? Or am I being a flesh pleaser? Am I pleasing my own flesh? Am I pleasing? And what I mean by pleasing your own flesh, I mean you're doing it to please your own desires. You're doing it to please man's desires, your friends, family, co-workers. But you're not doing it to please the one that has given you life. The one who put the breath of life in you. Every day you wake up, it should be a glorification unto the Lord. It should be. This whole topic has changed today because we're talking about the glorification of God. Using our life for the glorification of God. Right? That's what we have to do. That's why we're here. Our faith must be in Jesus Christ. This Bible declares that we have to do this. We have to do this. And if we don't, if everything in our life is not pleasing unto the Lord, we are missing out. And we're missing out big time. Is our life pleasing? Ask ourselves. We need to ask ourselves, is our life pleasing to God? Is what we're doing pleasing Him? Is what we're doing edifying the kingdom of God? So today I ask you, is your life pleasing? Is your life pleasing unto the Lord? And if it's not, how do we get there? Well, I could tell you first things first, pray and ask God, where do you want me to be, Lord? Ask him and then ask him to help you get to where you need to be. You might say, well, Adam, I'm not perfect. Do you not know that in the word of God, that man was created? When man was first created, man was perfect. If man wasn't perfect, Adam and Eve wouldn't have been put in the Garden of Eden, because the Garden of Eden was symbolic of perfection. Everything that God created, before sin came into the world, was perfect. And we have lost our perfection because of sin. Because of sin, we have lost our perfection. But we must strive for perfection. We won't be fully perfected until we make it to heaven. But we can live a life holy and godly unto the point that we change the perception of perfection. I'm going to say that again. If we live our life for God, we can change the perception of perfection. If we live our life for God. And how you might say, well, how do I change? We can't change the perception, the outlook of perfection, of what perfection looks like, just by me living my life for God. How do I do that? Why do you say that? Because Job did it. David did it. David was the apple of God's eye. God told the devil, "Have you considered my servant Job, a perfect and upright man?" How do we change the outlook of perfection? We change it by living our life for God. So then we can say, without him, we're nothing. Without him, I am nothing. There's no way I can live holy without him. But with him, I can do all things. The Bible declares in Philippians 4 and 13, I believe it's Philippians 4 and 13, that I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. That's why I said, we must look at, is God in what we're doing? Do you know why God said Job was a perfect and upright man? Because he lived his life for the Lord. Everything he did was to perfect the kingdom of God. His life was a mirror for people to look, was a book for people to read. His life was a book for people to read. His life was a mirror for people to look through and see the reflection of Jesus Christ. Our life must be a mirror for people to look at the reflection in that mirror and see Jesus Christ. And if they see Jesus Christ, you're walking in your perfection. If the Lord is pleased with you, the Lord was pleased with Job. He was pleased with him that he called him a perfect and upright man. That's why I don't like people saying, I'm not perfect. Society's form of perfection, that's way different from the Lord's vision on perfection. Because perfection is not what you have physically, not what you have naturally. Perfection is having a godly mindset, having your mind change to a godly mindset. When your mind is in Christ, you are being perfected. This is why the Bible declares in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that we must take on a renewed mind. And every day that we wake up and we get closer and closer and closer to God, our mind is being perfected. Our mind is being changed. Not only is our mind being changed, but our life is being changed. And we as people, we as people, if we strive for perfection, we can strive for perfection. We quoted the verse earlier. We quoted the verse about the prize. Amen. We gotta strive for the prize. Amen. Pressing. We gotta press. We can't just, I hate it when people say, well, I'm not perfect. Oh, God knows my heart. He knows your heart, but he wants you to do better. He wants you to do better. He wants you to strive for perfection. Perfection is not about what you have in the natural. That's not perfection. Perfection in Christ is having a godly mindset, living for the Lord as best you can, striving for perfection. Now, are we going to be perfect? No, these bodies are not perfect because these bodies were tainted with sin. But we can strive for it. We can strive for it. We ain't got to cower down to let the devil run over us. Every time a temptation comes, we just give in. That's not striving for perfection. That's not striving to be better. The Bible declares to us that we should press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. A better life. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. This is what we are striving for, a better life, a better way. This is what we're striving for. This is what we need. And I don't care what nobody says. We need Jesus Christ in our life. And I don't care if family says it's wrong. I don't care if friend says it's wrong. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He gives us life. He breathed the breath of life into man's nostrils. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7, where he breathed the breath of life into man's nostrils, and man became a living soul. He didn't just breathe natural life. When man was created, he didn't just breathe natural life. He breathed perfection into us. Like I said earlier, everything was perfect. But we chose to walk away from what God had for us. This is why we said earlier, make sure everything that you do is in the will of God. Don't step outside the will of God. I don't care what it looks like. That's what happened to Adam. Adam stepped outside of the will of God, and it brought sin into the world. Romans chapter 5, verse number 12 tells us that. By one man did sin come into the world. That man was Adam, because he chose to step out of the will of God. The Bible declares unto us that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Don't you know that secret? He that dwelleth in the secret place. Don't you know that when you step outside of the will of God, you are coming from up underneath the shadow of the Almighty? Stay in his will. The will of God is the best will to be in. Make sure that your life is lining up with what God wants you to do. Make sure, me too. We have to make sure that our lives are lining up with what God wants us to do. It has to line up. Otherwise, all of these gifts and dreams and talents and stuff, they're non-void. As the Bible declares, we're sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. It means nothing. It means nothing. The gifts, the callings, the preaching, the teaching, the ministry, whatever you want to call it. It means nothing. If you're doing it if you have a goal or a dream or a vision, and you're using that to glorify you, it's non-void. But if you're using it to edify the kingdom of God, it means something. It means something. It means a lot. And there's a lot of work to do. We quoted the verse earlier. The harvest is ripe, but the labors are few. Because you might say, well, Adam, what can I do to edify the kingdom? There's a lot of work to do in the kingdom of God. A lot of work. The Bible declares that the kingdom of God suffer violence, but the violent take it by force. Don't you know the kingdom of God? And when I say this, I don't mean like it's suffering. The kingdom of God takes, you know, the devil tries to hit the kingdom of God so much. He tried because he wants to hurt God. He wants the kingdom of God to take a hit. In the last days that we are living in, these short times that we are living in, the devil knows that his time is about up. The devil knows that. And so he's on his job. The devil's on his job. He knows his job and he's on it. But are we on ours? Are we using the things that God has given us, the things that God has blessed us with, to edify the kingdom of God? Or are we just sounding brass and tinkling cymbals? Are we just using it for fame and fortune? I am very careful about this platform that I have, that the Lord has blessed me with. This is the baby that God has given me. This platform, this podcast. I'm very careful about everything that comes across to you all. I'm very careful. I try to be so careful, and I try to let the Lord, I let the Lord lead me on what to do, how to do with this podcast. Because I don't want, with me personally, and this is not scripture, I don't want anything to be said or done the wrong way. I want God to be glorified in all that is done on the Summit Internet Radio Podcast. This is why I say this all the time. Every time I come on, this is the show to get your week started off right. This is the show where the gospel is told and not sold. We're not doing this for fame. We're not doing this for fortune. We're not doing this for popularity. I could care less about the fame. I could care less about the money. There's a million and one podcasts out there. And no fight towards anybody's podcast. And yeah, there are podcasts that they're in it to make money. And there's some Christian podcasts that are just in it to make money. Not me. Not me. Because God has given me this mission. God has given me this platform for a reason. And I count it an honor and a privilege to have it. So it's important. It is important that whatever God, I say all that to say this, it is important that whatever God has given you to use for His glory, do it to the best of your ability, and do it for the edification of the Lord. And do it in love. Because the Bible says, if you have not charity, which means love, you're a sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. If you're not doing it in love, now, sometimes you have to give tough love. May not sound like love. You might have to tell some people, or you might have to do some things that are out of the norm sometimes. If the Lord tells you to go outside the norm, because walking with God is not always peaches and cream. Walking with God is not always flowers and rain, sunshine and rainbows. You're gonna have the good days. You're gonna have the bad days. You're gonna have them days. But let me tell you this: when you walk with God, you have everything. You have everything. And if you use the things that God has given you for the kingdom of God, your vision, if you have your vision in the vision of God for your life, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. I pray that this topic has blessed you. Run with patience. Run with strategy. The vision that God has given you, just go for it, but make sure it's in God. Acts 2 and 38 says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." This is the only way to get into heaven. This is the only way to see the Lord's face in peace. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And should the Lord say the same? Yes. I will see you next week right here on the Summit Internet Radio Podcast Show. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you.